The Gemara tells us on Daf Nun Amud Beis, the beginning of the Perek, Gufa ha'osa malacha ba'arve shabbos asa ba'arve yamim tovim in a mincha l'mala. The person does malacha in the late afternoon on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yantiv. U'b'motzai Shabbos, u'b'motzai Yantiv, u'b'motzai miyom kippurim. Or if a person does malacha on motzai Shabbos, Yantiv, or Yom Kippur, v'chal malachim she'yesh amdin un aveiro lasu yitan etzibor. So what we're concerned about is this notion of malach on Motzei Shabbos. So this Brisa tells us that if you do malach on Motzei Shabbos, it's eino roeh simen bracha li'olam. So it doesn't sound like there's a formal isser, but there is a one will not derive benefit from the malacha that he does on Motzei Shabbos. It says Rashi over here, b'motzei Shabbosos mishum kavod Shabbos shemosifin michol al hakodesh. So somehow doing malacha in this context is a violation of Kavod Shabbos, which Rashi seems to connect to some kind of a Tosefes Shabbos. Okay, but to understand what exactly the gather of this Isser Malacha on Motzei Shabbos is, we need to go to a sugya in Shabbos. I should have given you a copy of the Gemara. My apologies, it's only a few lines, so just bear with me as we go through the Gemara over here. The Gemara, the Mishnah, and Daf Kuf Nunam and Aleph in Shabbos tells us that ein machshichin ala tchum liskor lo polim b'lahavi peros. Now you're not allowed to venture out to the end of the tchum right before Shabbos, so you'll be in a position to run out of the tchum the second Shabbos is over for the purpose of hiring workers, for the purpose of bringing merchandise back to town. Aval machshichu lishmor. But there are circumstances where you are allowed to be machshech al tchum in order to protect certain objects, etc. So the Gemara tells us on Daf Kuf Nun Amveiz, aval machshechin, that there are circumstances in which you're allowed to venture out to the end of the tchum right before Shabbos is over. The Gemara says, v'afagab delo avdil, are you allowed to do so even in the absence of havdalah? The Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Antignus Mishim Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Asir Lala Adam Shiasa Chafatz of Kodesh Yavdil. A person is not permitted to engage in personal activities prior to Avdala. V'chi Tema Da Avdil B'Tfilah. So maybe you're talking about where you said Avdala in davening. The Amar Rabbi Yehud Amar Shmuel Am Avdil B'Tfilah Tzarech Shiavdil Alakos. So that's insufficient. We know that saying Avdala Atachon Antanu in Shemana Esrei is not sufficient to end Shabbos. You still have to make Havdol Alakos. V'chi temed Avdol Alakos, and maybe in a Chanam, you're talking about a case where you already said Havdol Alakos. Kos besada me'ika, who has a cup of wine with them at the edge of the city limits, in the middle of the field. Tirgmer Rabinasa, Berami, Kameh Derava, Bein Agitaz Shanu. No, in a Chanam, we're talking about a case where the end of the city limits, the end of the tchum, happens to be in a vineyard, and you happen to have a cluster of grapes, and you're able to squeeze it into the cup, and you made a dollar there alakos. Amalei v'abalei v'ashi b'marav arminon hachi. Hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol. So the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was that you would just say hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol. V'avdinon tzorchin. And then you could do your tzorchim, whatever you needed to do. Amar v'ashi ki avina be'rav kahana hava amar hamavdil bin kodesh l'chol u'misaltin an silsi. So the practice was, Rav Ashi related that at times he would say Amadil Mikedah Shachol, and then he would cut his firewood. So number one, the Gemara tells us that prior to Avdalah, there is an Isser Asiyas Chafatzim. You're not allowed to engage in personal activities, which is a slightly different formulation than what our Gemara says or characterizes as an Isser Malacha, or a recommendation against doing Malacha. And number two, the Gemara Vimaskana says that Hamavdil Mikodesh Shachol is sufficient to allow you to perform your tzarachim. So what is this Hamavdil Mikodesh Shachol? The Gemara tells us in Armasechta, Tzachim Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara says, Amarav, Hamavdil Mikodesh Shachol, Zoi Havdalaso Shel Rebbe. The Rebbe's Nusach of Havdalah was Hamavdil Mikodesh Shachol. What does that mean, Hamad bin Kodesh Shachol? And what does Hamad bin Kodesh Shachol mean in the Gemara here in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Nun? So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Number one, are we talking about a bracha b'shem u'malchus? doesn't mean Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Bechidush Achol. And then the Chiddush of Rebbe is that it's sufficient to dispense with the whole long nusach of the bracha as we regularly say it, and you can suffice with a short nusach of Baruch Atah Hashem Hamavdil Bechidush Achol, or even less than that. Does it just mean no Shema Malchus and the words Hamavdil Bechidush Achol are themselves sufficient? So this is a machlokas rishonim. The Rif in the Gemara there in Shabbos understands the way the Ran explains that we're talking about a whole nusach habrach with Shema Malchus. You're saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Bechidush Achol, and the way the Ran explains the Rif, this is said al hakos. So there's no dispensation to forego the cup of wine, and you still have to say Shema Malchus. The only limitation, or the only kula here, is that you don't have to say the Nusach with the three or the seven Havdalos, all the big Ma'adu B'Kodesh HaChobin, or L'Chosh HaChobin, or L'Chosh HaChobin, etc. You can suffice with, under extenuating circumstances, the short version of Hamadu B'Kodesh HaChobin. That is the position of the Rif. And then you have Rashi in the Gemara there in Shabbos, as expanded on by the Ran. Rashi says, Hamavdim lekodesh shachol, lehakera ba'alma, lelava says hamelech. It doesn't sound like it's a full Havdalah. It's a statement made, leheker, to just acknowledge the fact that Shabbos is over. But as the Ran explains, Bidas Rashi, there's no shema malchus, and there's no kos. It is simply the statement of Hamavdil lekodesh shachol. And then that statement of Hamavdil ben Kodesh Achol is sufficient, it would seem, to allow for Melacha. I mean, it's possible that you would still need to do Havdal al-Kos to be Matir eating and drinking. But for purposes of Melacha, the mere statement of Hamavdil ben Kodesh Achol without a Kos and without Shema Malchus may be sufficient. So the Brisker Rav explains in his Chidushim on the Rambam, let me read the Rambam first. The Rambam is in Perek Kaftes of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav. The Rambam writes, Asr la'adam le'achol alishtos yayin misha kidesh hayom achi. Kadesh, you're not allowed to eat anything, eat or drink from the time that Shabbos begins until you make kiddush. V'chei misha yatsa hayom, at the end of Shabbos, Asr la'lahasla le'achol v'lishtos v'lasas melacha olitam klum achi avdil. You're not allowed to eat, drink, do melacha, or taste anything until Havdalah. That's a Rambam in Halacha Hey. I'm skipping a little bit. And then in Halacha Vav, v'af al pi shehivdil b'tfila sarach l'havdil alakos, even though you said atachan antanu, you said a nusach of Havdalah in Shemana Esrei, you still need to proceed with Havdalah alakos. Umeachar sheyavdil v'yomar ben kodesh l'chol, mutter lo lasos melacha, afapi shelo hivdil al hakos. And after you are mavdil, you say Havdalah, and you say ben kodesh l'chol, then you're allowed to do melacha, even though you have not yet been mavdil al hakos. Umevarich alayayin t'chila v'achar kach mekadesh, v'enu, etc. Okay. So the Rambam is not explicit as to whether this version of Hamavdil Mikodesh Achol, which allows for Malacha, includes Shema Malchus or not. But the Rambam does say that we're talking about a Nusach of Havdalah said independent of a Kos, which is Matir Malacha, even though it's not Matir, the Isser of Achila Ushasiya before Havdalah. So the Brisker Rav, in explaining this Rambam, tries to push the Rambam towards the camp of the Rif and explains the Rif in the following way. That when it comes to the Isser of Malacha on Motzai Shabbos, Malacha is not... let's say it like this. One could view the Isser Malacha on Motzai Shabbos as an extension of the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. That whatever you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you cannot do a Motzai Shabbos until you've made a sufficient bona fide Havdalah. Or the Isser Malacha isn't qua Shabbos per se. but it's a halacha that has to do with Havdalah. That just like you're not allowed to eat or drink before making Havdalah, just like you can't eat or drink before making Kiddush, just like you can't eat or drink before performing most time-bound mitzvahs that are need to be performed within a certain limited period of time, so too you can't do Malacha during that period as well. Just like the Gemara says in Brachos and Daf Yudalid, Amar Vidi Bar Av and Amar Yitzchak Bar Ashiya, and Asil Al Adam Lasas Chafatza Kodesh Yisfalel. You can't engage in your own personal activities before davening. So that's the same language that's used in the Gemara and Shabbos of the Isser Asiyas Chafatzim. The Isser Asiyas Chafatzim is not. The Isser Asiyas Chafatzim is nothing to do with the Isser Malach and Shabbos per se. It's that it's inappropriate to engage in any activities before performing the mitzvah of Havdalah. And then the nusach of Hamavdil Bekodesh Chol is a sufficient Havdalah to allow you to then proceed with Asiyas Chafatzim. As opposed to the other possibility, which would be that the Isser Malacha on Motzei Shabbos is really an extension of the Isser Malacha on Shabbos, but for whatever reason requires less to be matirit, meaning a shortened version of Havdalah would be sufficient to allow you to perform a Malacha on Motzei Shabbos. And the Brisker Rav thinks that the Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim fits in well to the idea that he develops in the Rif and in the Rambam of the Isser Malacha on Motzei Shabbos simply being a Havdalah-oriented Halacha and not an extension of the Malachos of Shabbos. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim is quoted Lahalacha by the Rama in the end of Simon Reish Tzadi Tes. So I'll read it to you from the Rama. We'll start with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud, sorry, Aser lasos shem malacha konashi avdil, you can't do any malacha before Avdala. V'im hivdil l'tfila, mutter. But if you said a tachan and tanu, that allows you to start doing malacha. Alpha pisha daim lo hivdil alakos. Even though you haven't yet said Avdala alakos, which is essentially the shita of Rashi that we presented, that a simple statement of hamavdil b'kodesh achol would be sufficient to allow for malacha. And the Tachan and Tanu in Shemona Esrei is no worse than the simple formulation of a Madim and Kodesh Shachal. The Im Sarach Lasas Malacha Kodesh Shehivdil B'Tfilin. If you have to do Malacha before you even daven, then you say Hamavdil B'Kodesh Shebein Chol below Brach without Shem Malchus V'Yosem Malacha. You can do Malacha at that point. The Ramada quotes the Yesh Omrim, the Kol Zeb Malacha Gemura, that this whole notion of allowing malacha through a simple statement of Amadim and Kodesh Achol, that's only true by malacha gemura, kigon kosei ve'oreg, like writing and weaving, aval hadlakas haner ba'alma, but lighting candles, oh hotzah mirshus rishus, or carrying outside, ein sarach lezeh, for that you don't even need hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol. So the suggestion of a distinction between different types of malacha, the Brisker Rav thinks, is oriented towards the approach of the Rif and what he calls the Rambam, that if the Isser Malacha Motzei Shabbos was an extension of the Isser Malacha and Shabbos, there'd be no rationale for splitting between different types of malacha. Whatever should be Asr and Shabbos is Asr to the make of Dala. The fact that there is a suggestion that there were different grades of malacha, there were extreme malachas, there were big malachas, and there were small malachas, and consequential malachas, would imply that there's nothing to do with the general Isser Malacha of Shabbos.
How does the grade the levels?
So it's not very clear. And you can take a look at the Beis Yosef's quotation of the Ben Yochanan, the Rama quotes it basically the same way. It's not exactly clear. It sounds like Tziva v'oreg are the types of malachos that require more concentration, energy, involvement than just lighting a candle or carrying something, which is a distinction we don't have in other areas of halacha. I mean, by hatzah, we do have the concept of hatzah grua, so in that sense, hatzah is a category in of itself as opposed to all the other malachas. Putting a lachas near in that category is unique, and this is a distinction that we don't have along these lines elsewhere as far as I'm aware.
Something which he creates himself?
I'm not aware of a precedent. I would just point out that the Briskerov's presentation is subject to a few haras. Number one, his explanation of the Rambam emphasizes the language of Asiyas Chafatzim as being parallel to the language that we have for the Isser of Asiyas Chafatzim before davening, which is in fact the language of the Gemara and Shabbos. However, it's not the Lashon of the Rambam himself here. The Rambam, as you read in Hilchos Shabbos, talks about the Malacha as such. Or the Isser is Lasas Malacha. He doesn't use the language of Asiyas Chafatzim as he does in Hilchos Tefillah. So if the Rambam was coming to emphasize Asiyas Chafatzim as opposed to Malacha, which is the language of the Gemara and Shabbos, that's not the Lashon that he uses here. That's one Hara. The second Hara is you don't get the impression if you're going to compare or put your Beni Rucham in this camp and say that the distinction between different types of malacha proves the analogy to the Isser malacha before tefillah. This distinction between kosev oreg versus halakas nerun osah is not something that we find in that kind of a distinction when it comes to the Isser asiyas chafatzim before tefillah. And the other issue to raise just in terms of lishitasam is that the Brisker Rav attempts to put Rabbi Yerucham in the camp of the Rif. But at the same time, the Ramah quotes Rabbi Yerucham lahalacha, and the Ramah is working within the Shita of Rashi, which is how we paskin, that you don't require Havdalah b'kos u'b'shem malchus in order to be Matur Malacha. It's sufficient to just say the simple formulation of Amadu ben Kodesh Lachol without a kos and without Haskaris Shem Umalchus. So in the Lishitasa world, it doesn't fit in so well, because the Brisker Rav would have to argue, if he's presenting Rabbeinu Yerucham as such, that the Rabbeinu Yerucham would require the full Nusach HaBracha with the Shem Umalchus and Havdalah Al HaKos. Just to note, the Aruch HaShulchan has what is essentially an opposite svara to that of the Brisker Rav, namely that according to Rashi, Rashi and Shabbos noted, as we quoted, that the Isser Malacha is lehakera ba'alma l'lavos asamelach. The statement of Amavdi b'Kodesh Lachol is lehakera ba'alma l'lavos asamelach. So not having to say the whole bracha is sufficient to be matir malacha because that creates a sufficient hacker. So one could argue, and the Aruch HaShulchan suggests, that if it's a matter of creating a hacker, that would only help for, or may only be necessary for malachos that are nikaros. You know, you could present the kind of distinction along the lines of the Beni Rucham between writing and weaving, which are more prominent malachos, and carrying outside or even lighting a candle, which are bichti, things that don't require any thought or kind of just by rote. So something that's by rote doesn't necessarily even require that minimal hecker. So maybe you could light candles or carry outside even without saying Hamadim and Kodesh Hachal. That's in a sense, the opposite of the Brisker Rav. Okay, but in the camp of the Brisker Rav, I think it's the Taz in our siman here, siman Beit Sadi Tes of Katan Tes, in explaining the Rabbeinu Yerucham, suggests that the Isser of Malacha Motzei Shabbos is one of Asiyas Chafatzim, one that's connected to Havdalah, that you shouldn't engage in any personal activity before performing the mitzvah of Havdalah, and that's why the way the Taz characterizes the distinction of the Bnei Yeruchim is in terms of Meleches Uman, that Oreg the Kosev are skilled laborers, the type that will aser on Chol HaMoed, as opposed to lighting candles and carrying outside, which do not require any skill. So that's along these lines. That has nothing to do with extending the Isser Malach of Shabbos. If we were extending the Isser Malach of Shabbos, there'd be no rationale for distinguishing between different types of Malachas, but rather it's a Havdalah-oriented Halacha that you should not engage in any personal activity before performing Malacha. Before performing Havdalah, sorry. The Ramah, in the end of Simen Reish Samach Gimel, has the following halacha. Misha ma'achir lispal b'motzei Shabbos, if a person is late in davening after Shabbos, o shemamshich su'daso b'layla, or if he continues his shalashudas way into night, mutzalom l'chaveri, so for him, he's still keeping Shabbos, even though one could already make Havdalah and end Shabbos if he wanted. This person is still keeping Shabbos. Mutar lomer lechaveiro Yisrael shekvar hispalo v'hivdil lasos lo milacho lahalak lo neiros levashe lo. So you're allowed to tell another Yisrael already made Havdalah, another Yisrael has already ended Shabbos for himself, to do milacha for you. U'mutar lehan v'salacho mimilachto kein nirali, and by the same token, you can also, if he's doing milacha anyway, you can be nana from the milacha that he's doing on his own. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes from Levush that the Levush asers, the Levush is cholik on the Ramah, and he says that unless you have benched at the end of Shal Shudas and v'misiach das from Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from the malacha of another Yisrael. But the Mishnah Berurah concludes that the Hachra of Achronim is like the Pesach of the Ramah against the Levush. So Rav Yochmiel Fried, the Rosh Kollel in Dallas, has a nice sefer on Perek Arvei Pesachim called the Minchas Erev, Minchas Arev. So he suggests there that this Machlokas, the Ramah, and the Levush may be dependent on whether you accept the Rabbeinu Ruchim. He suggests that the Ramah is Lishitaso, who quotes the Rabbeinu Ruchim as a Yesh Omrim, that there is a distinction between different types of Malachos. So if you view that as being within the explanation of the Brisker Rav, that the distinction between types of malachas is because the Isser Malacha is a function of Havdalah, that you're not allowed to engage in any personal activity until you did Havdalah, so here you're not engaging in any personal activity, you're being nana from someone else's activity. So someone else already made Havdalah, and you're nana from that malacha, even if you're asking him to do that malacha, so that's not a violation on your own of engaging in any personal activity before Havdalah. As opposed to, if it has to do with the extension of Shabbos, that you're not allowed to engage in any malacha, in any prohibited Shabbos activity until such a time as you made Havdalah, then it's conceivable that you couldn't even be nana from, or ask another Yisrael who has made Havdalah to do malacha for you who has not made Havdalah. So that's what we suggest, that this machlokas between the Ramah and the Levush may be based on what we'll present as, let's say, the Brisker Rav's Rif Rambam versus Rashi as far as the rationale for the Isser Malacha on Motzai Shabbos.